there are tough times ahead. We are learning and are going to learn more vividly what Jesus meant when he said, "Do not think I came to bring peace, but a sword. Members of a man's own household will be turned against him." This is here now. So where do we turn? How do we learn? Whom would disciple us, guide us? Unfortunately, the collective state of the American church is why we are here, mostly. But there is always a remnant. Let's talk to a friend of mine who's a part of that. Pastor Paul Blair joins us again here on the show. It's good to see you again, brother. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. It's good to see you. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You bet. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And one of the things that you've got a heart for is pastoring pastors. That's part of the initiative that you're a part of. You've been on and told us about it before, but to remind us, what is it that you do?
Well, of course, I am a pastor, and so I don't make a living doing our Liberty Pastor training camps, but I'm passionate about the spiritual depravity of our country. I want to see a great awakening. You know, we are either in for a great awakening or a great reset, and our pastors are finally starting to awaken to that to some degree. So although I am a pastor, our pastor's camps are basically a situation where we are discipling those that are supposed to be the disciple makers. You know, that is our great commission, not to go and make church members, not to go build a big church. Our commission is to go and make disciples. And what that word means is Christ followers, followers of Jesus. And all we've done in America is we've made great churches and great church members. We've got great Sunday morning Christians, but they've compartmentalized the rest of their life from Christianity. In fact, we basically hold to a form of Greek Gnosticism, mm-hmm. where we have our material lives, which is off limits in church. Then we have a very, very tiny box that's called spiritual issues, and that continues to get shrink daily as more and more spiritual issues become political. And there's a vast amount of information that pastors are totally clueless on, and consequently their congregations are. You know, you were talking about worldview. George Barna did a poll back in 2001 where he interviewed a bunch of conservative pastors, and didn't just interview them, he actually tested them. And based upon the test results, found that 37% of pastors had a biblical worldview. Almost two-thirds of conservative pastors don't have a biblical worldview. Now, how on earth can we be making disciples if those that are charged with making the disciples don't have a biblical worldview? So that's what we're all about with our Liberty Pastors Camp. We bring these guys in for 3 days. We heavily subsidize it. And charge them only $99, about a $1,500 getaway for them and their spouses, their wives. And over the 3 days of R&R and fellowship, we require that they go through 20 hours of continuing education. Of course, David Barton is one of our speakers this year. We have Bill Fetter, Bob McEwen. We've got Kevin Freeman from your network here mm-hmm. at The Blaze. We teach these pastors what the Bible has to say about the proper role and the limitation of civil government, and that resistance to perverse government is, in fact, biblical. And then we also teach them what the Bible has to say about economics. You know, there's all sorts of there's so much more we need to cover with these guys: apologetics, biblical sexuality, all sorts of topics. But we start with those two, and we've had remarkable success with pastors. They've admitted to coming to the camp only because of the heavily subsidized vacation. But those guys have come up to me afterwards and said, "You have transformed my ministry. I only came here just for the free trip or for the cheap trip. But after hearing all this, I know it's right. You've opened my eyes." Literally had guys say, "You've removed the scales from my eyes." So now we are approaching 2,000 pastors. We've got graduates from California to Florida, from New York State down to Texas and all points in between that have attended our camps. Our 19th camp begins in May the 6th through 9th. We're going to be in a battleground state, which is not a coincidence. That is by design. We're going to be in Milwaukee, beautiful Renaissance Hotel in Milwaukee. And 3 days from May the 6th through May the 9th, only $99. Pastors can go to our website, libertypastors.com or libertypastors.org to get information and to sign up. And quite frankly, Steve, as I say, we've got this one coming up in Milwaukee. We plan to be in Arizona in June. If you can fit us into your scheduling time, I'd love to have you come and speak to these pastors. You fit in with what we're doing just perfectly.
I'd love to do it. My wife handles that stuff for me. Let's see if we can make it work. I want to make sure. It's just $99. I mean, I know we're in the let's go Brandon economy, but I got to believe there's a lot of people in this audience, a lot of pastors that can afford $99. So again, where do they go, Paul, to sign up? And the next one is in Milwaukee in May, right? Give the dates one more time.
May the 6th through May the 9th in Milwaukee at the Renaissance Hotel. If you've never been to Renaissance, beautiful hotel, part of the Bonvoy Network, just gorgeous place. Apparently a trendy area, some nice restaurants and shopping there very nearby. But go to our website, libertypastors.org and or libertypastors.com. We have both domain names, and they can get all the information there and sign up there and register online. Again, we've got, you know, of course, we're partnered with Patriot Mobile as well. We've got a group called My Church Finder, a businessman that runs car dealerships in Texas that's also passionate about awakening churches. Art Alley from the Timothy Plan is one of our primary supporters, and it's their generosity and recognizing how important it is for us to have a change of our thinking if we're going to get a change in behavior. So these gentlemen are incredibly generous. Of course, our church also helps support this. And like I said, I don't make money in this. In fact, our church helps pay to do these things. We consider this mission effort because, as you said, I think 2024 is going to be a very interesting year. I don't expect us to endure a normal election, quite frankly. If this is such a large margin that Satan's party cannot steal it, I expect us to be in World War III or some sort of false flag. There will be something that stirs the pot. But trust me, you know, I was watching you on election night. As a matter of fact, you were working with Glenn on election night back in 2020, mm-hmm. and we were all smiling. And the vote count in Pennsylvania was fantastic, and Florida had already been called almost right out of the box. Then all of a sudden, I saw the look on your face when you read a report about some sort of a plumbing problem in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we see the vote count stopped in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Arizona because of a plumbing problem in Atlanta. Tell you what, somebody better get some more fiber in their diet. They got a real problem with their sewer system there if that caused the vote across the country to stop. So, you know, anybody that has any ability to critical think and wants to be honest and objective realizes that what we saw in 2020 was an abnormality, and I just pray that we don't see it again.
So we go to a church now where our pastor openly admits he was a coward, and COVID basically woke him up at the links by which the spirit of the age had made its way into the culture, and then just doing normal happy church in the suburbs that he was accustomed to. Now the government's telling him he's got to shut down. And it's the guy he actually voted for telling him that. Okay. So let alone what the other guys will do. So that kind of was his wake up moment. All right. You know, that was kind of his wake up moment that, okay, you know, when I was a child, I thought, spoke, and reasoned as a child. When I became a man, and this is the moment now for men, it's time to set aside childish things. And so if you are one of those pastors and but you're like, what do I do next? Because this can upheaval your ministry. I spoke at a Calvary Chapel church in Chattanooga two summers ago. Great church. And if the pastor had not told me their story, Pastor Frank had not told me their story, Paul, I would not have known it because the church is growing. It's vibrant. It's connected to the community. It's unified. But he told me that he also had a similar awakening the last few years, and it bottomed out his church. I mean, like, are we going to stay open? Okay. But then what happened is they ended up replacing all the people that left and more with folks who were starving for truth and were driving from all over the state of Tennessee just to come to their little Calvary Chapel church there in Chattanooga on a Sunday because they also recognized the signs of the times. So this can be, we're not going to tell you, it's like I always say about my mom, it's great that she chose life. Raising me at 15, that's not an easy life for anybody. Let's not romanticize that. It's very hard. Okay. What we're asking you guys to do as pastors, it will cause upheaval. It will be difficult. All right. And so how do you manage that? So if you're awake and you're like, I don't know what to do, or how do I do it better? What Paul wants to do here, first of all, is bless you and your wife. That's why we're doing this first class, and he's charging the minimal amount it would take to cover their cost. They want to be a blessing to you so that you then will get equipped and be a blessing to others. This will be a process. Let's not romanticize it and just, hey, thanks for making the teaching harder. You know, there's not going to be a line of people that you drew with all that, with all of those carrots, and now suddenly you want to give them the stick. They're not going to say, many of them, thank you for that. They thought the carrots were going to go on forever, right? So we need to make sure that these pastors that want to do this, They understand the transition that's a part of it and equip them and bless them for that. So, Paul, one more time, it's libertypastors.org or libertypastors.com if they want to take part in any of your conferences. And the next one is coming up in May in Milwaukee, right?
May 6th through 9th. These guys can attend. There's no obligation. At the end of the camp, if they want to carry on with us, they are welcome. They can sign up then. If they don't, they can go home. We're batting almost 1,000. Just about everybody that comes after hearing the information is convinced and they know it's right. And then we just don't turn them loose. We walk with them from here on out. We give them a volume of materials that they can reference. We give them sermon notes, PowerPoints. Every speaker that they hear at the camp, they have access to the PDFs of their presentations. All of it's available to them online. They can incorporate into their own preaching. We have simple next steps that we recommend they do as a church. One of the things that we recommend that all our churches do is partner with a local homeschool co-op. Mm-hmm. If not, start a private Christian school of your own. We have four different homeschools that operate out of our modest-sized church in Oklahoma. We're not a mega church. We're a healthy church, but we're not a super mega church. But we have four different homeschool co-ops and hundreds of children that have been able to dodge the LGBT grooming in the public education and get quality education for their own children and for those in their community. So we've got a lot of great information, then next steps. So we've seen radical transformations with pastors across the country. It's so exciting because all of them are so different and so organic, but we see these guys literally come alive. So we invite anybody in your listening audience, send your pastor, inform your pastor. We limit it to 100 slots at each camp. We don't want it to be gigantic. We want to develop relationships with these guys because we intend to have a permanent relationship with them.
That's a great idea. Bless your pastor so that they can go as well. And it's just $99. All right. So libertypastor.com, libertypastor.org. It's always great to see you, Paul. God bless you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. God bless you. Thank
you. All right, gentlemen, we got about a minute here left in the hour. Thoughts?
He's absolutely right about what modern Christianity has turned us into. We're Gnostics, and we come to this very much just punch the clock for once a week self-help. Well, if it's just about you, you're not going to want to suffer. The self doesn't want to suffer. But if it is fundamentally about God and that relationship, you will want to suffer because there's no greater love than this, the one who will lay down his life for his friend. And the Lord, absolutely, that relationship is as deep a friendship that we can ever hope for based on what he has already given for us.
We are, I believe, rightfully critical and hard on pastors of this country on our show. And while much of it is probably deserved, there are a number, I have to believe, pastors out there. You know, just to say that I would not want to be a pastor, to go walk into a sanctuary every Sunday morning and know what all of the sins my congregation is dealing with. But we ask, where are the pastors with the heart for their congregation, the real true heart for their congregation? Where are the people, though, with the heart for pastors? And I'm glad that Paul is making himself available and stepping up to bat for them, because that's just as important and critical as a mission as what actual pastors have as well.
Amen. Hour two is next.